My name is Amy Landisberg. I'm an artist and an architect, and I'm here as the person who conceived and produced the Veneers Art Wall project. The connector is about 1,000 feet long. The artwork is about 640 feet long.
A people mover conveys travelers down this corridor, which is a little longer than 3 football fields. One wall is lined with 23 colorful glass panels. The panels showcase swirling, eddying patterns, some the blues and greens of impressionistic waterscapes, and some the reds and golds of autumn landscapes.
One of the important tasks that the work needed to accomplish was to help give a sense of progress along the long walk of the connector. And color can do that. As you walk along, if something is changing in color, you get a sense of progress that something is changing.
Beneath the abstract sense of flux created by veneers is actually something quite concrete. They are all magnified images of trees.
Veneers are a way to cut a wood that removes the bark and reveals the inner patterns of the wood. And as with many organic images, they're open to many readings, and they look like many other organic images. A winter storm, a satellite pattern, a sonogram, a beach, glacier flows. And it's just wonderful to see how the things work at different scales. As I studied veneers, I realized that many of the most beautiful ones are no longer available. They're becoming endangered. And in thinking of this as an international terminal, that's a global issue. So we researched using 2 international organizations and identified 29 endangered species. Spanish cedar or Cedrela odorata, Brazilian rosewood, Cypraea guaticas, which is, and we're using 29 species because there are 29 bays in this space, and we wanted to use 1 species per segment. Eaglewood, that is also known as Aquilaria 1, Cristobal, which is Platymecium pleostachyum. We're in one tunnel underneath the tarmac that planes travel on between E and F, and the glass wall divides the single tunnel into 2 spaces. We're standing in the United States, but on the other side of the wall is someplace else, not quite in the United States. So it's a glass wall that is a very, very significant, very strong barrier. And so instead of, in this case, covering up, the veneer is revealing. It's revealing the 2 sides of the connector. It's also, in our case, revealing the wood patterns, the natural patterns to passersby. Think about an international terminal where somebody might be going to Europe or Rome or Istanbul to see some great old monument. Those were works of public art. And it's something that really is one way that we define our civilization.
And Landisberg says the public really does play a role in this particular piece of art. Whether or not its viewers have the time to stop and discover the ecological story behind veneers, every traveler who passes through basks in its light.